Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the City Council study session for January the 4th. Hope you all had a good holiday, and city staff and council is back, ready to go for a new year. The first item on our agenda for this meeting is to review the agenda for our January 8th council meeting. So, council, I direct you to that document. See what questions we have. Currently, there's nothing scheduled to be off of the consent agenda. First few items are various liquor license applications and purchase contracts. I know item 5 are various resolutions. I know Mr. Luna had some questions. Mr. Luna?
Yes, I was wondering if maybe Liz and Dennis could respond to some questions I had. I just wanted to make sure that we got that clarified with West Mesa CDC and relative to HUD, and I know my council colleague next to me said that there was some resolution to that. Maybe you can just do a briefing on that.
Yes. Good morning, Mayor, Vice Mayor Luna, and Council. I would just like to give you an update. We are looking to reclassify the category under which West Mesa CDC was funded for two fiscal years, 15-16 and 16-17. After close review, we determined that it was more appropriate to be under the micro-enterprise category based on the type of businesses that they were serving. And based on that, it would put us back into compliance with how that funding was awarded.
And they currently have a program in place that will follow through on the micro-enterprise?
Well, we're looking retroactively only, and mm-hmm. So based on the two program years, we know that it now best meets micro-enterprise.
Okay,
great. There's not a current.
There's not a current. They're not currently operating this program. So that's why it's just for those two program years.
Okay, so they're going to apply towards those kind of things.
At this point, our application process is open, and they would need to apply to determine if they would continue the program.
Okay, great. Thank you, Liz.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Council, any other questions on anything on agenda item 5? Item 6 is to receive public comment on ordinances, 7 various subdivision plats. And unless there are any questions, currently everything is on the consent agenda for now.
Mayor?
Yes.
Since we have a little bit of time this morning, Matt, why don't you come forward? Which item is it we did the reverse? We did the auction with? I share that with council, that process and the savings that was realized. Is that an item? What item is that? 4?
Yes.
This is just kind of a unique way of our going through our procurement process, and Matt's really been leading the way in kind of a cooperative purchasing processes. Maybe explain a little bit, Matt, about what you've been able to do.
Sure. Mayor, council members, the City of Mesa's purchasing office has really worked to try and utilize new technologies when doing formalized procurements, and one of those technologies that we've been utilizing a lot recently has been the use of reverse auctions. So we saw an opportunity where there were a considerable amount of spend going through to buying various sizes of refuse and recycling containers. And so with the help of the using department, solid waste, we worked to try and get multiple cooperative agencies. So we had 11 different agencies across the state of Arizona combine their expenditures, and we put it all through a reverse auction platform, which we were able to save somewhere around $70,000 a year for the City of Mesa, and for all the cooperative members, somewhere around $250,000 a year. So it's been very, very successful. And so this is just one of several that we've had some very good success in utilizing, and we plan on using it in the future.
Point out, Council, it's sometimes when we think about purchasing in the past, we just kind of think about what Mesa needed. And these are efforts that really, as we join up, and not only cities, but sometimes we've been able to work with the school district, I think, too.
Correct.
And recognizing that they have some of the same needs we do. And by having even leveraging that volume and that interest, it's been able to get significant savings. So I just wanted to recognize Matt for his work and the purchasing department, but let you know, they'll know it's kind of a, we're all, always looking at different ways of procuring these types of products or services. And so just and, it's kind of a good news to start off the year. So.
And I do want to stress that the using department was very involved in helping us coordinate this effort, because without them, we wouldn't have been able to get all of these agencies to agree on a standard trash receptacle. And so they were a huge help in getting this to be a successful reverse auction. So, thank you.
Great. Thank you very much. I know we, when you travel, go to conventions of other elected officials, you oftentimes hear of all the contention that it is common in other regions between cities and towns and school districts and state and local government. And I got to say that I think we're a little spoiled here. We get along very well with our neighbors, and this is a great example. So thank you for doing that. Council, any other questions concerning our agenda for Monday? Mr. Thompson.
Well, I just wanted to thank staff because just coming back, when I got the agenda, I think I had a question on pretty much every agenda item on through item four. So I wanted to thank staff for their diligence and providing answers. So I was comfortable with today's agenda. So thank you.
Great. Next item on our agenda is item two, information pertaining to the current job order contracting projects. Council, has you reviewed that? Did anything prompt a question there? Seeing none, the next is item three, acknowledge receipt of minutes of various boards and committees. Is there a motion to that effect? Thank you, Mr. Glover and Mr. Freeman. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Next item is to hear reports on meetings and conferences attended. I know we all had enjoyed a lot of good time with our family the last couple of weeks. Anybody out doing conferences or meetings?
No.
Okay. Good. That's probably a healthy thing. The next item on our agenda then is scheduling of future meetings and general information. Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor. Our council meeting for the first year will be January 8th, this coming Monday. So we'll start off the year with that council meeting. So. Also, just to mention, we've had quite a bit of activity on Mary Main Street. We're going to really have some really good numbers. We'll finish off, I think, this week is our last day. But we've had a tremendous amount of the popularity of the ice skating rink and downtown based during Mary Main Street has been really well received this year. So we're excited about the numbers of people that have been able to come down and continue to come down even this week. So. About that.
That's great. Just so to remind us, today's Thursday morning, but the ice rink is open through the end of, till 10 o'clock Friday night, tomorrow night?
That's it, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, great. And let me just add my thanks to the staff and to the folks that have been involved in Mary Main Street. Putting that on for 40 days is a big assignment. But as Mr. Brady indicated, I think it's been very well received by our community. I think it's quickly become a very important tradition. So thank you for all the hard work that went into making that event successful. Council, if there's nothing else, is there a motion to adjourn this meeting? Thank you, Mr. Luna. Thank you, Mr. Thompson. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Thank you. We are adjourned.